I know how I want to feel.
Sometimes when you're in the midst of an uncomfortable situation, you struggle to find any positive aspects within it. Some things are intolerable. Some things are so big and so bad that it does not seem possible for you to find anything positive about it. But that's because you're attempting to take too large of a jump from the awfulness of what you're focused upon to the solution that you desire. In other words, if you want to find an action solution right now that will fix this, but you find yourself in a situation where no action that you can take seems appropriate, always remember that while there may not be a positive aspect to your action in this moment, and while you may not be able to figure out what to do that would make you feel better, you always do know how you want to feel. It's a bit like someone saying, "I've just jumped out of an airplane and I have no parachute. What should I do now?" There are situations where, given the current circumstances, there is no action or thought that, at this point, will make a significant enough difference to change the outcome that's barreling in upon you. And in the same way that sometimes you cannot find any action that will fix things, there's no thought that will immediately change it either. But if you understand the power of your thought and the incredible leverage that consistently good-feeling thoughts provide, and you begin deliberately choosing your thoughts by utilizing the guidance that your feelings or emotions are indicating to you, you can easily transform your life into predominantly good-feeling experiences by focusing upon the improved feeling. If you're able to find even the smallest feeling of relief in a deliberately chosen thought, your gentle path toward your solution will begin. What to do in certain situations may not be clear to you, and you may at times not even be able to identify what it is that you want to have. But there is never a time that you are unable to identify, to some extent, how you want to feel. In other words, you know that you would rather feel happy than sad. You know you'd rather be refreshed than tired, or invigorated rather than enervated. You know that you would rather feel productive than unproductive. You know that you would rather feel free than confined, and growing rather than stagnant. There is not enough action available to compensate for misaligned thought. But when you begin to gain control of the way you feel by more deliberately choosing the direction of your thought, you'll discover the powerful leverage in thought. If you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own thought, you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own life experience.